And now time for this week's Cambridge Conversation. How often do you manage to visit one of the city's museums or galleries? Are you sometimes put off by not really knowing how to make the most of what you'll see there? If you bring children along with you, are you worried maybe that they might not appreciate what they're seeing? Well, I spoke to Dr. Emma Miles recently. She's the Learning Manager for Families, Schools and Communities at the Sir John Soane's Museum in London to find out what Cambridge's cultural attractions are doing to make visiting them a positive experience for the whole family. And we started with the common issue that kids might say they just find museums boring.
Kids might think that before they go, but often when they actually step into museums, they find out that they're far from it. And depending on the collection, different children might respond differently to different places. So maybe it's a little bit about picking the right museum for your child if you're a parent taking them. And then also, I think there are lots of museums put on specific activities and interventions which will be aimed at children and making their collection accessible to those age groups.
So do you think this idea comes from the old dusty museums where things were in glass cases and there wasn't really anything to touch or anything to do? I guess lots of museums have moved away from that sort of approach now.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's that most museums will have, even if they do have a collection which needs to be behind glass or can't be touched, they'll have a handling collection to go with it. They'll do things which are interactive. And then, obviously, with the advent of technology, there are some amazing ways of bringing interaction to museums.
Do people ever worry that it's dumbing down the museum experience, that we can't just walk around and enjoy it like we used to? We have to have an iPad to do something with or watch a little video or have something to touch at the same time?
I think maybe you might hear that opinion a little bit. I certainly think that it's just adding to what's already there, and museums are still using the more traditional techniques that work really well, but just enhancing that in the right ways. So I wouldn't say that's what's happening at all personally, but I'm sure some people might think.
So tell us about your museum now. You work at the Sir John Soane's Museum in London. What sort of things have you done there to try and engage with children and make the experience a really exciting and dynamic one for them?
Mm-hmm. Well, our museum, it's a little bit unusual anyway. It was the house of an architect. He lived there in the early 1800s, and he was a very creative architect. So the space is unlike one that you'll ever have seen before. And he was also a collector. And the walls are just covered with fragments of buildings, art, all sorts of things that he collected. It feels like a cabinet of curiosities. So I think the space itself is very impressive, and you don't really need to do much to make it more exciting. I take children around. If anyone does visit, I'd encourage them to go into the picture room. There's a very clever trick for displaying more paintings than you can see when you first step in there, and that always gets a wow of amazement when you take children around. So in some ways we just need to go into the spaces and tell the story of the museum. But we also we have a room that we can make a mess in. You can't make a mess in on the museum floor. So we do lots of activities there. We have artists come in and work with children and young people. We can do things which they initiate. We run quite a few architecture clubs, so we get out and about in London looking at the built environment. So I think there's all sorts that you can do, but also never underestimate the space itself, and just encouraging people to go in there with their eyes open and their imaginations fired up.
And to bring the conversation back to Cambridge, I know you studied here with your PhD and your MEd, and I know you spent some time in some of Cambridge's museums as well, like the Fitzwilliam, for example, as part of your course. What sort of things are they doing, or have they done in the past maybe, that really tried to engage with children?
The Fitzwilliam is an amazing place, and their education department are fantastic. I'd really encourage any families to go and have a look on the website. They also get artists in. And they're very forward thinking in the activities that they provide. They also do fantastic schools workshops, and they really manage to bring the collection alive, particularly through story and through thinking about connections to children's lives and their learning. So yeah, I would encourage anyone to go along and see what they're up to.
So I guess museums are always trying to encourage more children in, aren't they? Because they are ultimately the future. And school groups are a big part of anyone who does your sort of job in terms of engaging with children and the community. But what sort of challenges or problems does that present when you've got 30-odd sort of 10-year-olds wandering around your gallery or your museum?
Ah, well, particularly our museum, and I think to an extent so many of the museums in Cambridge, there is that issue that some things can't be touched, they're very old, they need to be conserved. But actually, I find that children can be much better behaved than many adults that go into the museum. And
really,
we often talk about that at work.
Really, I mean, that's a surprise, because you'd expect in some ways that they're the ones who might accidentally break something. There was that story, wasn't there, a couple of years ago at the Fitzwilliam, of the famous pot that was broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that was an adult.
Was it? Yeah. And wasn't there something at the Louvre as well? Somebody just grabbed onto a statue and pulled a little bit off. Just, and I think, again, that was an adult. Yeah. So it's just confirming our theory here.
And what about some of the great classics that obviously maybe contain nudity and things like that? Do you get many titters as the children wander past those?
We definitely do. But again, I also sometimes titter when I walk past those statues. So we do understand. I think it can be a good way of getting conversations started around that. And it's just, rather than hearing, you know, abstractly about, for example, our collection at the Sir John Soane's Museum is full of artefacts from ancient civilizations, rather than seeing them as these abstract places, actually seeing the objects from them can bring that alive and make you actually engage with what those cultures were like. So I think it's great to see the real thing.
And it's a funny one, isn't it? This side of where do we draw the line of what's art and where do we draw the line of what's maybe inappropriate for children to see? Where do you stand on the censorship debate when it comes to paintings or sculptures? How much should children be able to see? How much is acceptable?
Yeah, I think it's certainly for every parent to decide, and it can be very good for children to be coming in with their own parents when we're talking about that. Those examples of art, because every parent has a different feeling about how they want their children to learn about that. Personally, I think there are always ways of engaging with it in a way that's sensitive and age appropriate, with explanations which are tailored to the child that you're speaking to. But it's very important to be ready to do that and to be prepared in that way, so that you're not passing off those questions, ignoring the issues that children are bringing up, and just to be led by them, really, and to wait for what they ask and give as honest an answer as you think they're ready to hear.
That's a very strong answer. I like that one. And can you give us any tips? So imagine we're not experts. We walk into a gallery or a museum and we're confronted with all these wonderful things around the room, but we don't really know what they are. What sort of things would you recommend beginners do, maybe, to try and help children appreciate what they're seeing?
I definitely, I think, feel free to speak to the museum staff. Every museum will have visitor assistants on the museum floor, and they're often so knowledgeable, so do approach them in whatever museum you're in. Ask the questions that you want to ask. Museums often tend to have really great websites as well now, and lots of information about their collection online, so you could always do some research before, or even, you know, wait to see what you've been interested by and then continue the research when you get back home.
And do you see any sort of link between drama and the arts? I mean, are these sort of places ideal for doing little performances or staging plays, just because often the venues themselves are quite quirky and interesting?
I mean, obviously museums go from tiny museums to huge ones with vast spaces, so the type of performance you do will very much be led by those spaces. But obviously that's a very popular trend in performance, to be inspired by the space. I was actually part of a project while I was still living in Cambridge at the Folk Museum, which is another fantastic Cambridge museum, where some writers came and were inspired by the collection in different spaces and wrote short plays that then the audience could walk around and see on in a promenade basis. So that was a fantastic community response, and they're places that should be used by members of the community, not just children, but of course families, older people. They're spaces where everyone can come together, and I think that's what's really fantastic. And we're so lucky in the UK that so many are free as well.
And finally, Emma, then, any particular favourite spots in Cambridge, museums or galleries or anything else you'd like to give a little bit of a plug to, that you think we should go and have a little look at if we've got some time later on?
Definitely. My favourite museum in Cambridge is Kettle's Yard. I think it's a wonderful space. It's got such a sense of atmosphere. And it's one of those that doesn't have interpretation out, just like our museum, the museum I work for. So you can tell your own stories in that space, and it can be what you want it to be.
That's Dr. Emma Miles chatting to me earlier in the week. She is the Learning Manager for Families, Schools and Communities at the Sir John Soames Museum in London. Great to chat to her about what Cambridge's cultural attractions are doing to make visiting them just a great experience for everybody involved. And of course, we're absolutely blessed, really, aren't we, really, with cultural opportunities in Cambridge. It's definitely the place to live for looking for a museum or a gallery. So hopefully we can take some of those tips from Emma on board and enjoy what Cambridge has to offer.